This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The legal effort to free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters while she appeals her 9-year sentence took a small step in a Denver courtroom yesterday. CPR's Bent Berkland has more on that hearing.
Last year, Peters was convicted on charges stemming from her efforts to help a man gain unauthorized access to Mesa County's Dominion voting machines. She's serving time at a women's prison in Pueblo. Her attorneys argue she's living in a, quote, daily hell because Colorado officials fear what she might say about the election system. She's asking the federal courts to release her on bond while she appeals her state conviction. At Tuesday's hearing, the federal judge asked logistical and jurisdictional questions to make sure any decision on freeing her would not overstep or impact the appeals decision pending in the state courts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A pilot project aimed at addressing illegal ponds in southern Colorado is underway. KRCC's Shanna Lewis reports it's part of a years-long effort to ensure water in the Arkansas River Basin is available to those who own the rights to it.
The Colorado Division of Water Resources is first focusing on identifying all the ponds located in Custer County and evaluating whether each has appropriate water rights. So far, more than 400 have no record of permits, but some are natural lakes and are legal. Most of the ponds were either visited by agency staff or reviewed via aerial photography. The rest will be inspected later this summer. About 24 landowners have either obtained water rights or removed their ponds. The state agency is working with local groups on this project. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A slow-moving storm lingers over I-25 today. This is CPR News and KRCC.